From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Fix it. That order from Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. He was talking about the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the National Mall. The fix is to a quote on the statue of Dr. King that has been taken out of context. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on how the Park Service will now try to change something that is literally set in stone.
First, some background and a little more context about that quote. It was taken from a sermon Dr. King gave in 1968 at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, in which he talked about the drum major instinct.
And that is deep down within all of us, an instinct. It's a kind of drum major instinct, a desire to be out front, a desire to lead the parade, a desire to be first.
In the 40-minute sermon, he talks about what happens when this very human instinct is not harnessed, how it leads people to seek material gain or become racist, even start wars. But then he says there are drum majors who use their drive in service to humanity. Dr. King says even Jesus believed that instinct was important in order to lead.
And he said, yes, don't give up this instinct. It's a good instinct if you use it right.
Towards the end of the sermon, given just 2 months before his assassination, Dr. King talked about how he'd like to be remembered. And this is the full quote that was originally intended for the statue of Dr. King at the memorial.
Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter.
But in the construction process, the decision was made to paraphrase the statement. So now it says simply, I was a drum major for justice, peace, and righteousness.
I believe that we caught the essence of his statement.
Ed Jackson is the chief architect of the MLK Jr. Memorial. He says the sculptor and the engraver felt strongly that fewer words should be used on the statue of Dr. King because of space limitations. It's also not the only quote. When you visit the memorial, you walk along a long wall that has several other, much longer quotes from Dr. King. Then you arrive at the statue, which is called the Stone of Hope. Ed Jackson says that's another reason they decided less was more.
Because by the time the visitor engages the Stone of Hope, the profile of Dr. King, they're beyond the point where they're interested in reading a lot of detail. And so the essence there is to capture the essence of a statement, but allow them to focus more on the art piece itself.
Last August, the Washington Post reported that truncating the quote changed its meaning, making Dr. King sound boastful. Maya Angelou went further, saying the quote made him sound like an arrogant twit. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar recently instructed the National Park Service, which will maintain the memorial, to fix it.
The abbreviated quote lost the significance of that statement. And it's something which Dr. King's family all agreed that they didn't like the quote as it had been abbreviated. And the other members of the civil rights community and many others that we consulted with were all in agreement that the quote had to be changed. So, we're going to do it.
Just how they're going to do it hasn't yet been decided. Nick Benson, who engraved the quotes on the King Memorial, declined to be interviewed. Benson is a third-generation stone letter carver and a MacArthur Fellow. His work can be seen at the FDR and World War II memorials. It took Benson and a team of five assistants about 3 months to chisel the quotes on the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial.
The letters that Nick does are like a faceted-type groove in the stone, and the light hits that very boldly, and it's powerful.
Andy Yule is a stone carver at the National Cathedral. He says there are likely two options when it comes to fixing the quote.
I think their options are one to reduce the surface back and recarve, or maybe take out the whole section and install a panel with matching material, and then carve that installed panel.
But Yule says matching the stone will be difficult, even if the replacement comes from the same quarry.
Once something is designed to look a certain way, changing it is always a compromise.
I don't understand what they want to change that. Why would you want to change something?
Yolanda Connor from Dallas is like a handful of visitors to the MLK Jr. Memorial that I talked to recently. She says she's just fine with the drum major quote the way it is.
A drum major is a leader. He represented peace. Why wouldn't you want him? Why wouldn't you want to follow someone that represents peace?
Janine Gordine from Camden, New Jersey, believes the quote was taken out of context, but she does not think it needs to be fixed.
I don't know. Sometimes we make controversy when there doesn't have to be controversy, and I just don't think that it's that important. It shouldn't take away from this beautiful monument. It shouldn't take away from all that he did and all that he said and all that he was to America.
So leave it as it is?
Leave it as it is.
Gordine says if people really want the full context of the quote, they'll need to go home and read the whole sermon. It won't fit on a stone. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.